Hopefully, on the other end of the telephone, we have an extremely excited young man, Warren Daly. And Warren, you are excited because I think it's this Sunday. We can all see you on Dragon's Den. Is that correct, Warren?
That's correct, Tony. Yes, indeed. Tune in on RT1 9:30. Going to be there facing the Dragons.
Now, you just don't get to rock up to RT1. You have to have a proposal, and one which you can convince these people that they can make money. Number one, that you can make work and make work in such a way that they can make money out of. So will you explain to us, Warren, what it is, number one, that you're hoping to sell to them, and number two, I suppose, the bottom line with all capitalists, what's in it for you?
Basically, it's I went on the show with my new business, the Hole in One Challenge, which is a new golfing attraction that opened up in Portmarnock in the Kinsealy Grange. It's a brand new concept, never been tried before, and it's the idea basically came from my own love of golf, going to the driving range. I presume you've been at a driving range before, where you just buy buckets of balls and hit at random meaningless targets around the field. It's great for working on your swing and stuff, but, you know, it can get very boring after 40, 50 shots. And I used to always go up to the driving range, and I just thought, geez, wouldn't it be great if you could win prizes for hitting targets? And so I developed this idea for a number of years, and I just, you know, kept at it and approached the driving range with the idea, and they loved the idea and gave me the go-ahead to build it. So we built two golf greens. One's 100 metres away and one's only about 40 yards away. So anyone can reach the green. You don't have to be a great golfer. You don't even have to play golf to be able to come up and give it a shot. And as I said, it's the hole-in-one challenge, but they're not just ordinary golf holes. We have 8 holes, and they're all of different sizes. One's a real golf hole, that's the jackpot hole, and you can win €1,500 at the moment for anyone who gets that in. Then the other 3 holes on the green are big, large sand buckets. So one's about the size of a large dinner plate, one's the size of a wheelie bin, and the other one's a big, massive 42-inch super-sized hole.
And in other words, going back to the old adage, you'd hit the side of a hay barn.
it's a challenge, but it just takes a little bit of luck. It's not as hard as people might think.
Warren, what's the thinking behind it? That if you can make this competitive, that you will encourage people to take more care, be more accurate, and therefore that it's going to improve their overall golf game. Is this the theory behind it?
Yeah, well, it's just about making the driving range, making golf more exciting off the course. Like, it's great, having a game of golf is brilliant. You know, you've got a point system, or you're competing in competitions, and you know, there's 18 holes that you have to play, and you know, you're keeping score, and it's great. Everyone loves golf. Well, all golfers love golf, but the driving range, there was no competitive feel to it. It was just, you come, you hit your balls, and you go home, and there was nothing really to focus on. What we've done is we've built a green to aim at. So people come up and they get attempts to hit at this green. We use coloured golf balls. We use high-end Chromax, high-visibility golf balls. So to distinguish from the white balls. So we know, okay, John's using red balls, Peter's using blue balls, Simon's using pink balls, you know, and we've got 7 or 8 different colours, and people, you know, get their colours, and so we know when a ball goes into the hole, okay, Simon was using the red ball, so you know.
Yeah, and what's the, for those who haven't seen it, like, what's the theory like that? You go in, there's a number of other people obviously going to be presenting their ideas before the panel, and the panel are all, I presume, self-made entrepreneurs and extremely wealthy people who invest in businesses. What's the top prize in that Dragon's Den this year, Warren?
Well, it's not a competition in that sort of sense that you're awarded a prize. If they feel it's a viable business and something that they feel that they can contribute to, they'll invest their own money into investing into the company and getting involved with the business.
And so, to get to where you are now, how much has it cost you?
There's been about 15 grand put into the business now at this stage.
And that's not small money, even in today's terms. That's not small money, you know. No. I mean, 15,000, there's a lot of earning in that, Warren.
There is indeed, yeah. But I said, look, you know, it's just about, you know, following your dreams, and it's something that I've always wanted to do for years. So I was just passionate about trying to make this work, and you know, it's so far, like, it's still early days, but we have people coming from all over Dublin, actually. In fact, as far as Galway, we've had a group of guys come up from Galway to the Hole-in-One Challenge. As I said, we're the only one in the country, so, you know.
What's the plan, Warren, to develop the business and bring it, as opposed to bringing people to the golf course, that you can actually find some way of bringing this to them, or is that a feasible and in any way feasible?
We've got a number of other driving ranges now that want us to open up there as well. So the aim is to have maybe 5 or 6 of these around the country, so people won't have to travel too far to go to the Hole-in-One Challenge, and we'll combine the prizes up together. So we'll hopefully get the jackpot up bigger and bigger and bigger, and hopefully we can, you know.
Yeah, it's actually a funny thing, Warren, but when I knew you were coming on today, now, I don't know how I'm going to phrase this and be diplomatic about it, but let us say that I have heard stories where people on the programme, the Dragons, haven't actually invested as such during the course of the programme. But that when the thing is finished, they will come to him and say, you know, I know you didn't get it, but I kind of like that idea, and I wouldn't mind having a punt on you in relation to that. So the fact that maybe they don't all agree with you on Sunday doesn't mean all is lost either, Warren, you know. Getting what you want, and let's be honest about it, anybody in business or any entrepreneur, that's the whole thing, is to get what you want out of it. It's the capitalist mentality. What do you think would be an acceptable offer on Sunday?
Well, you know, this has already been filmed and everything, so I know how.
I know, but I don't want to spoil it for the people, you know.
No, I won't spoil it. But what do you want to know? What I was looking for? Or?
No, I'm just wondering, like, what would it take to work? You know, I mean, if you go in there, the range can be. I presume that they, depending on the product, they'll say, well, I'm willing to put so much into this, or I'm willing. But to get your idea to where you want it, okay, I'll ask the question another way. To achieve your ambition, what kind of money are we talking?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was looking for 35 grand.
Okay.
And that was going to enable me to build.
And we will stop there, because that is definitely going to whet everybody's appetite. There you go. Now, that's where I was looking for. That's what I was wanting to get to, Warren. And anybody who wants to see how you got on, they'll have to tune in on Sunday. What time, Warren?
9:30
Sunday night. After the news at 9 o'clock Sunday night.
That's it, yeah. And in the meantime, for anyone who wants to check out the website,
it's
www.holeinonechallenge.com, and you can get up there and see all the different prizes and everything that's up for.
And for people,
who can just hit the green.
And for people in the locality, because of course you are a local boy made good, Warren, if they want to just chance their arm and drive, where do they go? If you'll pardon the pun.
It's the Conseely Grange, Chapel Road, Portmarnock.
And I presume
if anyone wants to come up and just give it a go, there's a free shot there for anyone who just wants to come up and try it out. If you want to get a good stand, we can arrange that as well.
And opening hours there, Warren, is that in tandem with the golf course, or are the opening hours on the driving range separate?
Well, it's a driving range. It's not actually a golf course as such. So, we're open from 12 o'clock noon till 9 o'clock Monday to Thursday, and 12 o'clock till 7 o'clock Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But we do ask people to call ahead and to book the tee time, not just turn up. But we take people who turn up. So.
And quite obviously, Warren, from Monday on, with the coverage you're going to get on Sunday night, you will be looking for people to definitely check online, because I have no doubt there will be a massive uptake as well, because it sounds like a great idea. But to me, again, going back to the original point, or one of the original points I made to you, Warren, that it seems to be this thing where, you know, when there is a bit of an edge to it or a bit of competition, people might not take a day on the driving range or a couple of hours on the driving range so lackadaisically when there is prizes. And if it sharpens you up and improves your overall game of golf, sure, for the golfing fraternity, it can only be manna from heaven.
Well, that's it. We are. It's about making golf more fun, and we're glad that people are coming up and enjoying themselves.
Well,
so far.
We're glad to speak to you, Warren. And as I said, it's a great thing to hear the story of local boy made good. Folks, Warren Daly, best of luck on Sunday, Warren, and we'll all be tuned in to see how you get on. And thanks for joining us on Northside today. Thanks very much, Warren.
Thanks a million for the call, Tony.
No problem. Bye bye.